Not the pshat of the Mishnah is where he just threw the barrel and it left his hand, went flying through the air. That's not the case. But rather the guy was pushing the barrel all the time. He was like pushing it even into the bar. So the last second, right before the barrel went into the bar, into the pit, the guy was there pushing it. So that's called maga. That's called a direct like contact from the guy to the wine. Therefore, if it wouldn't have been the chamasoi, it would have been awesome. And Rashi says, the barrel is rolling. That he keeps on pushing it. Interesting. Rashi learns that since he's there pushing the barrel all the time, we're afraid the last push, he went so far that he pushed it into the bar, that he took his hands and touched the wine. That's what we're afraid about. Mashma, if the guy did not touch the wine, it's not called a maga. That's not daima tuma zav. And so we're only afraid that since he's pushing it all the way down into the bar, maybe he also touched the bar. So that's why the Mishnah Mashmo Shalai Bechamas would be awesome. But a normal case, we just throw something into the bar, that's not called a maga, it's not done with his zav, the wine would still remain kosher. Now the Mishnah says, Hametaher Yeinu Shalai Kechavim. Case again where a Jew is working by a Goyish Shavat, the Goyish factory, and today he wants to make kosher wine. He's there today to make the wine kosher today. He's pressing the grapes, he's bottling it today, he's making the wine. And after he gets finished making the wine, the Noistner Brishusai, he has no truck to take it home, so he leaves it overnight by the guy's house. So it depends. If the Bayis Hapsuach Lashusarabim, if the guy's house is opened up to Rosh Hashanah, like he has a window there that opens up into Rosh Hashanah, the door there, or else B'yir, and also, B'yir Sheyesh Bo'ev Dikachavim V'Yisraelim, in this city, there lives Goyim and Jews. There are Jews living there also. Then Mutter. Then we say the wine is Mutter, Vishtiyah. We say for sure the guy is afraid to touch that wine. Like the guy knows it's Jewish wine, and he knows if he touches it, he's menaked also, he won't be able to sell it. So the guy does not want to touch the wine in front of the Jews. So since his house, his door, is opened up to Rosh Hashanah, there are always people walking by, people that always look in and see that barrel. And there are Jews in the town, therefore the guy is afraid to touch the wine. Because he's afraid, punk the second, when he's going to touch it, there may be a nice rabbi outside walking by, and he'll see what he's doing, and nobody's going to buy this wine. Therefore the guy is afraid, therefore the wine is mutter. What's going to be though, the ear, let's say everybody in this city are goyim, therefore the guy is not afraid if a guy sees him touching. To another guy it means nothing if I touch the wine. Then also, then we're afraid the guy maybe went and touched the wine.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Ad sheyot now. Ad sheyoshav. The girsa should be aleph. What's this? Ad sheyoshav shomer. Yeah, it's also ad sheyoshav shomer. Until the Jew appoints a shomer, he has to have a watchman there to watch the wine. Now, when he makes the watchman a shomer, v'yena shomet tzorech liyos yoshav u'mishamer. The shomer does not have to be sitting there 24 hours on the clock watching the wine. But afa pi shu yaitze v'nichnes mutter. This is the famous hefta of yaitze v'nichnes. It's enough that the Jew makes a spot check. I mean, he comes in at certain times. As long as the guy does not know when he's going to come in, he doesn't know the exact time he comes in, 9 o'clock in the morning and 10 o'clock at night, that would be also. Then the guy knows, chicky, watch out, 9 o'clock, I'm not going to touch it. But 9:30 after the Jew leaves, then he'll touch it. That's no good. So it has to be a shomer nichnas v'yotze, meaning at any time the guy is afraid that maybe now the Jew will come in and check it. He comes in different times and the guy does not know when. That's called yotze v'nichnas, he goes in and goes out. That's also enough of a shomer for yayin esach. He has now all the rishus and all the properties of goyim all have a lot like one rishus. We'll see in the Gemara, does it mean to be mekel or does it mean to be machmer? But mashmer, there's no difference whether in the place there are Jews and goyim living there, or whether they're only goyim living there. They both have the same halacha. We'll see in the Gemara, does it mean to be machmer that even a place where Jews live there still it's also, or does it mean to be mekel even in a place where there are only goyim living there still it's mutter? This is the ratio. Now the Sefer says Hamitai her yenoi. Shalev dikachavim. Again, this is the Gemara with the Mishnah we had brought down before. That again, that a Jew is working by a Goyisha factory. He's there today to make yain kosher. And after he made the wine, now the nosna b'shus, again, he didn't have a truck to take it home yet. So he left all the barrels of wine he made, he left there by the Goy's b'shus. Now, v'haloi kosev loy. The guy writes back to the Jew, you should know, I'm making a deal with you, I'm going to sell it to you. And even though you did not pay me yet, he writes him, kosev loy, his kabalti mimcho mois, is considered to me as if I received the money. Meaning you have permission anytime you want to take this wine home. I'll bill you, you owe me the money. But this wine right now is like in your rishus. I do not have a lien upon it. You have a right to take it whenever you want. Said Allah is mutter. Even though the Jew left it there by the guy's house overnight, we say the guy is afraid to be a mirsas. He would not touch it. Therefore, it's mutter. And in case the Rashi says in cases like the Rasha, it has to be only that the house was open to a rishus rabbin. Therefore, the guy, and there were Jews living around there. Therefore, the guy would be afraid to touch the wine because there was just rabbi, people could look in and a Jew could pass by and see. And then the Jew would tell the other Jew, don't buy the wine. Therefore, the guy is afraid to touch it. Avo but, in Yirtza Yisrael, Lihaitziyai, let's say the Jew did not pay for it yet. And therefore, if the Jew wants to take this wine, the guy says nothing doing. He speaks that clearly. I will not let you take this wine until you pay the bill. Put up, and then you'll take it. Let's see the money. I won't let you take it without the money. Then, this is the Chiddush, that here the Chum said the wine is also. Even though the house is opened up to Rishus Rabbim, even though there are Jews walking by, still the goy is not afraid to touch the wine. Because this wine, as far as the goy feels, is still his. It's not the Jews yet. I'm not letting him take it. He has the right to keep the wine until he pays me. So that's called like he has a lien upon the wine. And that's like the Mishnah before, that then we're afraid the goy touched the wine, it would remain us. Now the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, V'ir shakuli yotik echavim nami. The Mishnah's mashma, that if he just left it there overnight, and it depends, if it's open to Rishus Rabbim, and there are Jews there, then it's mutter. But if there are only goyim in the city, then we say the wine is offer. Then the goy is not afraid to him in Aseich. So the question is why? V'ir shakuli yotik echavim, ay bu'ika roichlin hamazim bayoris. There are still merchants that go around selling things, jewelry and makeup, and mustam they're Jews. Rashi says, Reichlim, Meichrim the son, they sell a perfume. For Yisraelim heim, over Mi'ilia, they go traveling from city to city. If so, Amir Sassadi Chavim, Dilma Chazalei, Derek Rishus Rabbim. Since we're talking about now that his house is open to Rishus Rabbim, the Mishnah says, well, if there are only Goyim living there, then the Goy is not afraid. The question is why? Even though there are only Goyim living there, but there are merchants passing by that sell things, and the Jews, the Torah speaks out, V'ikar Reichlam, the Alpha God of the Karnas Ezra, Lehoi Sela Shiyavet Be'orei B'nais Yisrael, even though Ezra on the Man Takana, that in all the cities where Jews live, they should go around selling perfume and makeup, Shla Yizganu Abalayim, it was a special Takana, that Ezra did not want the ladies to become ugly, that the husbands would not like them. So Ezra made a Takana, that there should be people going around from city to city, selling perfume and makeup, to make the wives nice in the eyes of the husband. But our core problem we have to say is, even though the main stop was by a Jewish city, but he had a whole route to go, he went down the road. So if on this road there was a Gracious city there, must probably be a smart businessman, he would go there and sell there also. He's doing it for business, he's not only doing it for Shema, the guy is doing it for business also. See, even though his main purpose was to go to the Jewish cities, but on the way he would stop off by a Gracious city. So the Gemara asks, even though it's the city of all Goyim, but still there are some Reichlim going by, Jewish Reichlim, that sell things that pass by. So Marin says, Omar Shmuel, Be'ir Sheishla Delosayim Abriach. It's talking about that the city has a gate and lock on it. So kids at night, the Goyim lock the city and no Reichlim come in. Therefore, this is the city we're talking about, that there are no Jews at all here. Omer Rabbi Yezer, Rashi says, V'chaloin k'rishus Rabbim Dami. Even though he doesn't have a door an entrance is not open to Rosh Hashanah, but if there's a front window there, that from the window you can see to Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah can see in through the window, that's also called like you buy the Rosh Hashanah. The same svara, the guy will be afraid to be nasech the wine. He knows there's a window here, Jews could look in and see what I'm doing, and they won't buy my wine anymore. So he's also afraid. The ashpa, Rosh Hashanah, though, if you have an ashpa, it's like a basic kisei, out in front of where on the side of your house. So an ashpa is also a public basic kisei. A lot of people use it. So it's also considered like Rosh Hashanah. The kids say there are always people there. There could be Jews also using it. And they'll come and look in. The dikla Rosh Hashanah dummy. Let's say the guy has a big palm tree right next door. So that's also considered like Rosh Hashanah. Or at least if the Jew, that means. The dikla part means if a Jew owns a palm tree next door to him. So the Jew will sometimes go up on top of the palm tree to get the dates, and when he's up there, he can look down and see what the guy is doing. That's also a svara. The guy is afraid to be menaseach the wine. He's afraid the Jew may see him from the top of his palm tree. What's going to be the posik reshe? Let's say the top, the head of the palm tree comes off. In other words, the part that has the dates was chopped off already, but it's still a nice, big, tall tree. So what's the lacha now? So pligi bo ravach ravina samachlokes chados. So once there's still a tasa, the guy is that since the dates were chopped off, so now there's no, the guy feels there's no reason for the Jew to go up on top of the tree, so then the Jew will never see what I'm doing. So the guy is not afraid to be menaseach. But the chad shari once says no, the guy is still afraid. Why? Man the yosa, the one that says that this wine is awesome, that the guy is not afraid to touch the wine. Lomale de solakosam. The guy feels himself, listen, the guy feels, why in the world should this Jew now go up this tree? There's no more fruits there. They already chopped off the top of the palm tree. There's no more dates. So the guy feels the Jew for sure will not go up there, and therefore he's not afraid to touch the wine. Therefore the wine is awesome. But a man, the show, the one that says, no, the wine is mutter, zimna, sometimes, the overlay behema. The guy still realizes, listen, there's a nice big tall tree there. Now sometimes this next door, my neighbor Jew, will lose an animal. He's going to have to look for it. So how's the best way to look for the animal? The best way is climb up the tree, where you tell it with your scopes there, and look around. Fisolak liyunei basroi. So the guy still is afraid, maybe the Jew will be climbing up his tree to see what's doing aboard. So therefore, he's afraid, and the wine is muta b'shtivin. Must we pass in this way? In this case, if there's a dekel there, the Jew next door has a dekel, the wine is still muta. Turn around, but learn like this. Echad halakeach, whether somebody buys, the echad ha-seicher, whether he just rent, bayis v'chaseris otichovim. There's a courtyard that goyim own. Goyim live there in the courtyard, and now a Jew rents or buys one house in this courtyard. Umileyu yayin, and now when the Jew owns this one house or rents it, that's where he stores his wine. He filled up his house, or in front of his house, he filled it up with wine. Now v'Yisrael dar b'yisachotzer, he filled up push in the front of his house, the courtyard, he filled up with barrels of wine. And if the Jew lives there, so then mutter. Then we say, Lamaisa, the wine is all mutter. Since a Jew is living there, he's like a shomer, he's like the Mishnah before. He's like a shomer watching the wine, and therefore the goyim are afraid to touch it. So the wine is still mutter. Even though the Jew has no key to this yard, he has no chaisim, no seal on the barrels, still it's mutter. Since the Jew is living inside the house, so it's mamish like a shomer, that any time now the Jew could come out or watch what's doing. So if even though there are goyim also living in this courtyard, so what? There's like a Jewish shomer there, the Jew is watching the wine, and therefore we're not afraid the goyim will come in as therefore that's the din of the Mishnah, that the wine is still mutter even b'shtiyah.